Good evening. Welcome to Bedtime Stories with Thompson. We're reading L. Frank Baum's book, The Wizard of Oz. This is Chapter 10, Part 2.
When the lion saw them coming, he gave a great roar. The poor Winkies were so frightened they ran away as fast as they could. When the Wicked Witch saw what had happened, she made up her mind how to act. She went to the cupboard and took out her golden cap. This cap had a special charm. Whoever owned it could call three times upon the winged monkeys. The winged monkeys.
Oh my god.
These creatures would obey any order they were given, but no one could command the winged monkeys more than three times. The Wicked Witch had used the charm of the cap twice before, so this was her last wish. She put the golden cap on her head and stood on her left foot. Then she
recited
a secret charm. Soon the sky darkened, and
a low rumbling
sound could be heard. In a few minutes, the witch was surrounded by a crowd of monkeys with huge and powerful wings on their shoulders. That's what the winged monkeys look like.
Yeah, those are scary.
Yeah, don't you hate them?
Well, I don't know them, so I can't really hate them, but I don't like them.
The Wicked Witch ordered the winged monkeys to destroy the strangers except for the lion. She wanted him brought to her so she could make him her slave. "Her command shall be obeyed," said the leader. Then the winged monkeys flew away. When they found the Tin Man, the monkeys grabbed him and carried him through the air. When they were over some sharp-pointed rocks, they dropped the poor Tin Man. He fell a great distance to the rocks, where he lay
so
battered and dented, so he couldn't move. The rest of the monkeys caught the scarecrow, and with their long fingers pulled all of the straw out of his clothes and his head. This made his hat, boots, and clothes into a small bundle and threw it into the top branches of a tall tree. After they had done this, the monkeys threw pieces of rope around the lion and wound many coils around his body, head, and legs. When they were sure he was unable to bite or scratch, they lifted him up and flew away with him to the witch's castle. At the castle, he was placed in a small yard with a high iron fence so that he could not escape. But Dorothy was not harmed at all. She stood with Toto in her arms to watch what the monkeys did to her friends. The leader of the winged monkeys flew up to her, his long hairy arms stretched out, and his ugly face grinned terribly. But when he saw the mark of the good witch's kiss on her forehead, he stopped short and motioned the others not to touch her. We dare not
take a big sniffle. You're kind of congested, I think.
"We dare not harm this little girl," he said to them, for she is protected by the power of good, and that is greater than the power of evil.
That's right.
All we can do is carry her to the castle and the Wicked Witch and leave her there. So they carefully lifted Dorothy in their arms and carried her to the castle. The Wicked Witch was surprised and worried when she saw the mark on Dorothy's forehead. She knew that she could not hurt the girl in any way. When she saw Dorothy's silver slippers, she began to tremble in fear, for she knew what a powerful charm belonged to them. But the Wicked Witch was also very clever. She knew that Dorothy did not know the true power of the silver slippers, so the Wicked Witch laughed to herself and thought, I can still make her my slave, for she does not know how to use her power. Then she said to Dorothy, come with me and see that you mind everything I tell you. For if you do not, I will make an end of you, as I did of the Tin Man and the Scarecrow. The witch led Dorothy through
the Tin Man and the who?
The witch led Dorothy through the castle until they came to the kitchen. Here, the witch made Dorothy clean the pots and pans, sweep the floor, and feed the fire with heavy logs. While Dorothy was hard at work, the witch The witch would go to the courtyard and harness the lion like a horse. She led the lion to pull her cart and take her wherever she wished to go. But as she opened the gate, the lion gave a loud roar and bounded at her so fiercely that the witch was afraid and ran out and shut the gate again. Okay.
And that's all we have time for right now. We'll be back with part 3 of chapter 10. Good night.
Man, chapter 10 is so long.